Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, June 27th, 2016. I'm Mary Sherman. The GOP health plan would reportedly leave 22 million uninsured, part of the president's travel ban unblocked, and the feds agree to investigate ways to protect an endangered wildcat. Those stories and more coming up. And we begin with the Congressional Budget Office's analysis of the Senate GOP health care plan, which showed on Monday the legislation would result in 22 million people losing health insurance coverage by 2026. The Budget Office also said the Senate bill would cut the deficit by $202 billion more over the coming decade than the House version. Republicans worked on Monday to edit their plan to overhaul the Affordable Care Act by adding a measure that would penalize customers for not keeping their plans by imposing a six-month waiting provision before they could re-enroll. Patient advocates criticized the move, intended to please insurance companies and reduce the number of people who may drop their plans if the bill becomes law. Meanwhile, a 25-hour online hearing wrapped up Monday afternoon featuring more than 100 Kentuckians who say Senators Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul are not listening to their concerns about the health care bill. Jeannie Smith of Bowling Green says it was great to hear from regular folks about how affordable health care is transforming and, in some cases, saving lives.
When we have good health care, we're able to have good, healthy families and strong communities. These stories that are coming out are just really powerful because these are your neighbors. These are the people that you go to church with, the families that you're teaching their kids in school.
More than 1,000 people tuned in to watch the People's Emergency Health Care hearing. President Trump is celebrating a victory in the Supreme Court, where justices decided to let parts of his so-called travel ban go into effect. Eric Tagetoff has more.
The court will hear the case in October, but in the meantime, the Trump administration can bar travel from six Muslim-majority countries, so long as the person does not have a relationship with a person or entity in the United States. Rich Stolz, head of One America, an immigrant and refugee advocacy organization in Washington state, says the decision likely means people fleeing violence from these countries will be turned away and also contributes to fear among citizens in the United States.
There's already a significant amount of fear and concern in Muslim communities and other communities, both impacted by this executive order, but also worried about the posture of this administration against Muslims and religious and ethnic minorities.
Stolz says this decision also is likely to embolden members of Congress and the Trump administration to slash the budget for refugee resettlement. Trump says the decision is a clear victory for national security. Two federal appeals courts had blocked parts of the executive order, but Trump asked that these rulings be stayed while the Supreme Court looks at the case.
An annual gathering of mayors from around the nation is calling on Congress to reverse course by moving funding out of the military budget and into human and environmental needs.
The U.S. Conference of Mayors on Monday unanimously passed three resolutions opposing deep cuts in social and environmental programs to increase funding for the military. David Swanson, director of World Beyond War, says President Trump has proposed increasing military spending by $54 billion.
These resolutions say, no, take money out of the military budget, and in particular, take money out of nuclear weapons, and put that money into increasing the budgets of things that actually serve humanity and the environment.
Two of the resolutions, numbered 59 and 60, were introduced by the mayors of Ithaca, New York, and New Haven, Connecticut. Both call for reversal of priorities in the federal budget, and Swanson adds Resolution 60 issues a nationwide call for action.
The mayors of all the cities need to hold public hearings, make public the trade-offs involved here.
The third resolution calls on Congress to cut off funding for new nuclear weapons and to join other nations in drafting a United Nations treaty to ban all nuclear weapons. For Public News Service, I'm Andrea Sears.
In a victory for conservation groups, a federal judge in Tucson approved a settlement Monday that forces the feds to figure out how to avoid accidentally killing endangered ocelots.
Wildlife Services, a program within the U.S. Department of Agriculture, regularly lays metal traps that snap shut on an animal's leg to deter predators that feed on farm animals. Colette Adkins, a senior attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, alongside the Animal Welfare Institute, sued last year to try and limit these traps' use in sensitive areas.
The devices are primarily set to benefit agricultural interests, like livestock ranchers, so they'd be targeting predators like coyotes. But unfortunately, non-targets like bobcats and foxes have been killed by these methods, and we're just trying to make sure that no endangered ocelots are killed.
So far, no reports have surfaced of ocelots being killed this way, but there's not much room for error. Experts estimate that there are fewer than 100 left in the U.S., mostly along the border in the desert southwest. The elusive cats have expanded their territory in recent years with sightings in Arizona's Huachuca and Santa Rita Mountains. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The Supreme Court announced Monday it will consider whether a Denver baker acted lawfully in refusing to sell a wedding cake to a gay couple, setting up a major test next term weighing religious freedom against discrimination based on sexual orientation. Also Monday, on the second anniversary of the court's decision finding a constitutional right for gay couples to marry, the justices overturned an Arkansas court's ruling that allowed different treatment on birth certificates for married heterosexual couples and same-sex couples. I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener-supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.